for over a three-day period to have nine people arrested and processed in the station at the various district headquarters around the county, and for them to be nine people to be over the limit for drink and drug driving. That's a worry, Greg, and it's again the figures up until the end of June. Bearing in mind that our material damage collisions are down substantially, which indicates the level of traffic that we're on our roads, but yet our drink and drug drivers are running at the same level as they were last year. Mm. That's a worry. And just looking to appeal to people not to be drinking and drug driving.
We really got a picture of the situation with, of course, a lot of Garda activity, less traffic, and as you say, those figures still pretty high. Have you any theory as to why there seems to be such a level still? What about the message isn't getting through?
With the drug driving, it's new. I don't think people fully understand the fact that if they do take some cannabis and if they do take cocaine, unlike alcohol, 24 hours later, the alcohol will be gone from most people's system. But that isn't the case with drugs. There are two different readings that we take. There's one for the drugs that is just in your system, and the second reading that they take is for the drug is metabolized in your system. And for the likes of cannabis and cocaine, that can be up to a week later. You can still be having the effects of that drug. Drivers have to be aware that if they are taking drugs, that the testing that's been done at the Medical Bureau of Road Safety, it is very, very tight, it's very scientific, and you will be detected